Welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at First Baptist. Tonight's speaker is Dr. Jeff Reynolds.
As we work our way through the Great Hall of Faith in Hebrews 11, we first come to Abel. You'll remember that Abel was one of the first two children born to Adam and Eve, and there was controversy that arose immediately. We know that in Genesis 1 and 2, God created the heavens and the earth. He created the first man and the first woman, and then sin entered the picture in Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 4 begins with the account of Cain and Abel. And we've all heard that story. We all know that story. But I want us to look again at the account of Cain and Abel with this theme. And the theme is the verse from Hebrews chapter 11. Particularly, it is verse 4. The author of Hebrews writes, as he's carried along by the Holy Spirit, saying, "By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks." What a beautiful sentiment that through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. And indeed, so many thousands of years later, he still speaks to our lives and still informs our journey of faith. Well, I want to invite you to go back with me to Genesis chapter 4, and let's look together at this story of Cain and Abel. We're going to look at Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. The Bible says this, "Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, 'I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord.' And again she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry, and why is your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it.' Cain spoke to Abel, his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Where is Abel, your brother?' He said, 'I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?' And the Lord said, 'What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it shall no longer yield to you its strength. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth.' Cain said to the Lord, 'My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me today away from the ground, and from your face I shall be hidden. I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me.' Then the Lord said to him, 'Not so. If anyone kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold.' And the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest any who found him should attack him. Then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden." And one of the things that always troubled me about this story, and I still have trouble wrapping my mind around it, why was Abel's offering better than Cain's? Is it that the offering of an animal was better than the offering of fruits and vegetables and grains from the ground? Why did the Lord have regard for Abel's offering and not for Cain's offering? Well, Hebrews chapter 11 helps us understand why the Lord had regard for Abel's offering over and above Cain's offering. And I want to give us 3 points tonight based on Hebrews 11:4 and based on this story from Genesis 4. The first is this: Abel offered a more acceptable sacrifice by faith. Notice that the writer of Hebrews very rightly says that Abel's sacrifice was by faith. Now, Cain's sacrifice appeared to be from faith at the beginning, but notice what happened after Cain's sacrifice. Notice how the attitude of Cain's heart was revealed. It became apparent that Cain was sacrificing not for the glory of the Lord, but for the glory of Cain. For if his sacrifice had been for the glory of the Lord, he wouldn't have minded that Abel's offering was received better. He would have been glad that his own offering was received. But Cain's heart was the problem. And remember, You and I are only able to look on the outward appearance. God looks upon the heart. So it wasn't necessarily that the animal offering was better than the fruit of the ground offering. It was the heart behind the offering. Through it all, even in the Old Testament sacrificial system, it was not the sacrifice specifically that appeased the wrath of God and turned it away from the people. It was the offering of the sacrifice. That's why even in the New Testament, when we give as part of our tithes and offerings, the Bible tells us very clearly that we are to give cheerfully, for the Lord loves a cheerful giver. We are to give according to faith because, again, we can't fool God, and Cain couldn't fool God either. Abel gave his gift according to his faith. Cain gave his gift according to his desire for his own glory and his own greatness. And we see that come out after the fact. We see that when the Lord had regard for Abel's offering and not for Cain's, Cain's face was downcast such that when God came to him and said, "Sin is crouching at your door, its desire is to have you, to master you, to be in control of you, but you must overcome it." Even then, Cain was unwilling to listen to God. And after he killed his brother, which is a major sin by any estimation, when God approaches him and says, "Where's your brother?" what does Cain do? He takes a smart-aleck attitude to God himself. "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" So notice the condition of Cain's heart. Well, God knew the condition of Cain's heart before any of that happened. And that's why I believe that God had regard for Abel's sacrifice and not for Cain's, for Abel offered his offering by faith. Well, the second point, Abel was commended as righteous by faith. Notice the writer of Hebrews tells us that he was commended as righteous. And this goes back all the way to Genesis chapter 4, this commendation for faith leading to this recognition of righteousness. We talk about how Abraham believed God and was credited because of that belief with righteousness. And that was foreshadowing the gospel. The Apostle Paul would write to the church at Rome in Romans 1:16-17. He said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." Again, never in the history of the world has it been rote performance of perfunctory religious duties that has been pleasing to God. No, it has been that which is motivated by faith in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And our third point tonight, Abel is remembered today because of his faith. Notice that the writer of Hebrews said, "Though he died, he still speaks." How? Through his faith. Have you noticed in your life that people who have great faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ leave a great legacy? Their lives continue to speak. Their lives continue to inform. Their lives continue to inspire. One of my favorite genres of literature is biography, and particularly Christian biography, to read about people who stepped out in faith, trusting God. And though their circumstances were never easy, because they're always in the context of a sin-fallen world, they trusted God. They stepped out in faith, and God came through. That's what He does. And so I'm thankful that we have these great examples, examples in my life, examples in our larger Christian life, over 2,000 years of church history, but also examples going all the way back to Genesis chapter 4, when Abel, by faith, made his offering to God. His life still speaks to us today. I pray that our lives would continue to speak even long after our time on this earth has come to an end, and they'll do so if we walk by faith. Would you pray with me? Father, we love You, and we thank You so much for this example that we have in Abel. We thank You for the faith with which he brought his offering, and we're thankful that his story still informs and inspires us this day. Lord, we pray that by Your grace, we would be the sort of people who walk by faith and not by sight. recognizing that our circumstances will never be easy because we are living on a sin-fallen world. But Lord, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Let us take each successive step in faith, trusting You and following You all along the way. And as we bring our service tonight to a close, once again, we join together our hearts and our minds and even our voices to pray that prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray, and in so doing, we'll answer the question, whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to worship with us tonight. May we go be blessings this week as we walk by faith in Jesus Christ.